sweetened and perfumed and make that grave a wonderful resting place that we can rest from all our labors. And some sweet day, somehow or another, I say, when they found those sheets in there, where he drove from it, I said, oh, that he left that to make our bed warmer, and the napkin, I said, oh, that that's to dry the tears.
This is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. I'm glad that joy is a part of serving God. If it was all this fault, Marley, we'd soon fall by the wayside. But joy, weeping may endure for night, the scripture says, but joy comes in the morning. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. If I know my poor heart, my heart is filled with joy. It's something precious people. It's like this song I've heard sung, what would you give in exchange for your soul? What would you take tonight to exchange what you have? Or the cold, hot world. I'm like Brother said, the last 15 years of his life have been the best years he's known. And I'd have to say the same thing. Joy that I can't even describe sometimes just fills my heart. We hear these precious brethren far and near preach. You may say, well, can I help part in that? I know if you love the Lord tonight, you have a part in it in some sense and measure. But I appreciate our people and the primitive Baptists with whom I associate will preach their special blessing, joy. For those who look not only into the perfect law of liberty, but continue therein, being not just hearers of the word, but doers. God said, this man, this individual shall be blessed in his work. I found that to be so true tonight. God is faithful. God is true. I have to tell you the truth, I feel more like preaching now than I did a few moments ago. I've been to church a few times and I really didn't feel like preaching. And some good brother is preaching, I felt more like it. That's what preaching does. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. We appreciate the presence of everybody. I know some of the dear people just got here. They started preaching at 6. I don't know what to do with you. I think we preached everybody unless you want to preach them all again. Yes, we just have to clutter. That's the only thing I know is that, as I said, we start over. I guess we must do that. Suppose it'd be time to close. I don't see any ministry share over here that we haven't seen. Mm-hmm. Are there any ministry share that we haven't moved? I can't see anybody. So we're thankful for your presence. We plan on meeting here again in the morning, Pam. Preaching, singing at 10, preaching at 10:30.
Well, the reverend told me that time changed at 2 o'clock. So we'll need that extra hour.
Yes, you have to run your clocks either tonight or in the morning. I think it officially changes at 2 a.m. 1 hour when your clock up for an hour. I tried to get them up at Crab Creek one time and run them back an hour. They said that wouldn't work. So I think it's up here. 1 hour. I appreciate it. I'm just so happy. I thank God tonight. For this evening, I'm glad I come. I'm like Brother Wilbur's. When I follow the Lord, I'm always glad. And if you're here tonight, if you'd like to follow the Lord, I can guarantee you one thing. If it's of the Lord, you'll be glad too. You'll be the gladdest person of all. So, we love you, appreciate you, we want to shake hands with everybody here. Remember, brother, in a financial way, I believe I see somebody over here that hasn't been here for a while, Sister Green. We're thankful to see her. And I would inquire if Sister Zula Mandel, have any of you heard from her? Say this now with words. There's some people here that I feel like would do well tonight. If that's in your heart, God has granted you repentance unto life. We'd like to see you manifest in even further. If you come home to your friend and tell how great thing the Lord has done, soon you and I will crush a dying pillar. Time is short. At best, it's what we've done in the service and goodness of God that you know really can. And be a treasure to us in that hour. So the church doors are open. I want you to come around and shake hands. Brother can sing something that everybody's going to be here. Ask Brother Delton from the U.S., Brother Wilbur, come here. Band of God. 67. Same when you're ready. 67.
Here on and off about 5 or 6 years. glad to hear. He had been a member of the church. He did their heart for praying to God. Just to thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Together, bless me.
Have your attention, please, just a moment. I'll get up there where you can hear me. These candidates have chosen to be baptized the third Sunday morning in May up at Dan River.
At Denver.
Denver. About 7 miles, isn't it? 8 miles?
Where?
Up to Denver, 12 miles. And what time, brother, do we want to set that so we can just make our plans now?
That's about 9:15 anyway.
Brother Nathan said about 9:15 we'd try to meet up there for the...
About 30.
9:30.
We're going to be on there.
9:30? Okay, we'll make it 9:30. We hope all of you can be there. This has certainly been a happy, happy time. Thank the Lord for these, our dear brethren. And good Lord, we bless them to come here tonight. Come almost not coming, and I'm so thankful that I did come. Brother Belton had some announcements in the way.
I would like to say, Lord willing, Elder James Land will preach at Love's Grove the second Sunday night in May, second Sunday night in June, Elder Walt Eddy. Also, the fourth Sunday in May is our communion service, and Elder Cecil Darty and others have promised to be with us on the fourth Saturday night and the fourth Sunday. There'll also, fourth Sunday night, be up at Pine Grove Church up on top of the mountain of Hillsville, instead of being at Montview, Brother Ray was wanting so bad that they give it up to go up there on the fourth Sunday night. We'll also be up in the mountain on Friday night and Saturday morning. Now, where that service is at on the mountain on Friday night, I don't know, but I imagine it'll be at Little River, but I'm not sure. And on Wednesday night and Thursday night, he'll be down in the Little River Association down close to Raleigh. About all of you come and be with us there. And those services.
Next week you'll be our
what I got on here.
Yeah. Thank you. 450.